们一起低头默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
们，哈利路亚啊！奉主圣名，继续我们下午的圣经上的学习哟。
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus. We continue our Sabbath afternoon study.
我们一起唱诗164首。
Let's sing hymn 164.
圣经上的学习哦。
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus. We'll continue the study in the Bible this afternoon.
我们今天早上用了两节的时间呢、来看了一下这个以物这个事实哦。
So this morning we used two verses to see the things of Ehud.
去看一下作为一个教会里的工人，立志服侍神有什么需要作为警惕、作为警告的
？And so to be a church worker, what kind of determination, what kind of preparation we need to do？
那我们已经讲了很多以物的优点
So we mentioned many of the attributes of Ehud.
看到他这个人是怎么样跟其他人的不同
？And we can see where is he different from everyone else？
看到他怎么样来策划整个救赎的工作
？And、so、we can see how he organized the whole work of saving the people.
最后能够带领以色列人能够得到救赎，能够改变他们的命运。
So all the way until the end, he is able to save and complete his task to save the Israelites.
所以我们今天早上讲一个人，一个人可以改变整个民族的历史。
So this morning we mentioned one person can change history.
因为有以物这一个人。
Because of Ehud, this one person.
所以以色列人能够从敌人的控制之下挣脱出来。
And so the Israelites were able to escape from their enemy.
因为有以物这个人。
Because of Ehud, this one person.
使得他们能够从软弱当中再次成为刚强。
That they were able to be re-strengthened from their weakness.
所以一个人改变了整个民族的命运。
So one person changed the whole outcome of the people.
一个人改变了整个历史的走向。
So one person changed the whole history how it turns out.
所以我们不要 轻看自己啊。
So we shouldn't look lightly upon ourselves.
有时候啊，我们很多信徒啊，常会觉得自己没有什么用哦。
So many believers, they feel that they are useless.
我们觉得自己什么都不懂。
We feel that we don't know anything.
很多都不会。
And we don't know many things.
啊，能做的能力很少。
We are very limited what we can do.
觉得甚至教会有没有我参与都一样啊。
And we feel that whether the church have us is, doesn't matter.
啊，其实啊，谦卑是好事。
So to be humble is a good thing.
自卑就不好啦。
But to be look lowly on yourself is not a good thing.
好，所以啊，我们今天要分清楚哦，谦卑跟自卑是不一样的啊。
And so to be humble and to look lowly upon, we have to distinguish this.
那所以我们今天在教会里面也是这样子啊。
So it is the same way in church today.
那我今天在教会里面啊，可能我们真的懂得不多。
So maybe we don't know much in church.
可是可能我们能力真的不强。
Maybe our strength is not sufficient.
但是如果我们啊，能够有一个不同的心智啊。
But if we have a different mindset.
如果神要用我们。
If God wants to use us.
而且我们又是那个预备好的工具，预备好的器皿啊。
And especially we are that vessel that has been prepared well.
一个人也可以改变这个世界啊。
So one person can change this world.
有一个故事是这样讲啊。
So there's a story that goes like this.
啊，有一次啊，那个在海边啊。
So once by the seashore.
啊，结果啊，那个海浪退潮以后哦。
So once the tide receded.
啊，结果啊，有很多海星啊留在沙滩上面啊。
There were many sea stars left on the sand.
成百上千的海星都在沙滩上啊。
Thousands of hundreds of thousands left on the sand.
啊，结果啊，太阳一晒啊，一个一个死掉了啊。
So once the sun scorched, one by one passed away.
那这时候啊，有个小男孩啊。
So at this moment, there was a young boy.
这个小男孩啊，就这样一面走一面把海星丢回到海里去啊。
And so as he walked, he threw each star back into the water.
很多海星啊，他就一个一个捡，一个一个丢啊。
So there were so many stars, he picked up one by one and threw it back.
就有一个老人家过来啦。
And there was an elderly man came to him.
他说，小朋友啊，你在做什么啊？
He said, little child, what are you doing?
那这个小男孩就说。
And so the little boy said,
说啊，这个海星快要渴死了，快要热死了，我把它丢回海里面去，它才活得下来啊。
So the sea stars, they were thirsty and they're about to die, so I threw them back to the water they can drink.
那这个老人就对那个小男孩说啊。
So the elderly man said to the young boy,
你看一看这个沙滩。
Why don't you take a look at the beach?
几千几万只海星。
There's thousands or hundreds of thousands of stars.
你一个人又能做什么？
What can you do only by yourself?
你能改变什么?
What can you change by yourself?
这个小男孩就这样说啊。
And so the young boy said this.
我能做的很少。
I can do very little.
我也改变不了大家的命运。
I cannot change everyone's fate.
但是我可以改变我拿到的这只海星的命运啊。
But I can change the star that I pick up.
有时候啊，我们到底像谁?
So sometimes who are we like?
有的人像小男孩。
And some are like little boy.
带着一点傻气啊。
And they have a little of childhoodness.
啊，这是啊，能做的我就做。
And so they do what they can do.
但是有时候我们信主久了。
But sometimes we believe in the Lord for long.
我们服侍神久了。
When we serve God for long.
我们越来越像这个老人了。
We become more like this elderly man.
是的，越来越有人生的智慧。
So yes, you do have more knowledge of life.
也看多了嘛。
Because you have seen much.
改变不了什么。
And you cannot change much.
这么多的海星，一个人能做什么？
And so many sea stars, how can one person do anything.
因为太有人生的智慧了。
Because I have too much of human knowledge.
所以我们还没有做就放弃了。
So before we begin to work, we have already let go.
啊，但是有些人就不一样了啊。
But there are some people who are different.
有的信徒哦。
Some believers.
虽然信主很多年啊。
Even they believe for many years.
还是像这个小男孩一样啊。
They are still like this young little boy.
我做不了很多。
I cannot do much.
我的能力很有限。
I'm limited in my ability.
但是我做我能做的。
But I do what I can.
那就像以物一样啊。
Just like Ehud.
虽然只剩下他一个人啊。
Even though only he remains.
但是他做他应该做的。
He does what he is supposed to do.
他做他能做到的。
He do what he is able to do.
一个人就能够改变整个民族的历史啊。
So one person is able to change the whole history of the Israelites.
所以当我们看的来看这个教会啊。
So when we look at this church.
当我们看到这个教会有些不如意的地方。
When we see this church, there are some shortcomings.
当我们看到这个教会有些 没有做得很好的地方。
When we see that there are certain things that are not done too well,
我们怎么做？
What shall we do?
有些人啊，哇，批评啊，批评啊，论断啊，很容易啊。
Some people, it's very easy for them to criticize and to pick out all the shortcomings.
这个不行，那个不行，这个做得不好，那个做得不够。
This is not good, that's not good, this is not done well enough.
哦，但是啊，却从来没有真正动手去做些什么。
But they never proactively do something themselves.
批评非常容易啊。
So it is easy to criticize.
但是在批评当中继续努力，这个才是困难的。
But it is more difficult to criticize and to improve at the same time.
所以不要再批评了。
So let's stop criticizing.
你开始动手做点事情吧。
Let's begin to use our hands to do something.
不要觉得说，哎呀，我又帮不了什么，我也做不了什么。
And don't say that I cannot do anything.
教会就是这样啦。
The church is always going to be like this.
纽约就是这样啊。
So this is how New York is going to be like.
我们就是软弱。
We are always weak.
不要一天到晚把这放在嘴上啊。
So do not always put that on your lips.
你开始做些什么，教会就不软弱啦。
And so if you begin to do something, then church will not become weak.
你开始付出，开始参与，教会就不软弱啦。
Once you sacrifice and offer, church will not be weak.
所以说不定就是因为你。
Maybe it's because of you.
从你开始。
It begins with you.
十年之后你回头一看。
And so 10 years later you turn back.
教会成为一个非常强大的教会。
And the church is a very strong church.
从哪里开始？
So where does it begin?
说不定就是从你从今天开始。
Maybe it begins with you and today.
从今天你不再抱怨啊。
And so starting from today, you do not complain.
不再抱怨，自己动手。
You do not complain, but instead you lift your hands.
不再放弃，觉得哎呀都没有用，都没有用。从今天开始，你开始做点什么。
And so you will not have not hope, but you have a hope.
说不定十年之后，就因为你的改变。整个教会改变啊。
And maybe 10 years later, because of you, the church will change.
很多地方都是这样子的啊。
So many things are like this.
有些人啊，因为工作的关系，因为生活的关系啊。
And so some people, because of their life or their living environment,
他们需要到一个没有教会、没有信徒的地方。
So they need to go to a place where there's no believers in church.
啊，当他们到这个没有信徒的地方啊，没有教会的地方。
When they go to a place where there's no believers or church,
你可以看到有两种完全不一样的反应啊。
We can see two opposite reactions.
第一种哦
The first type.
神为什么把我逼到这里来
Why does God force me to here?
我的生活为什么、啊、生活没有办法我一定要在这里
My life is I cannot sustain I have to be here、
哦、不是我愿意的、啊、
It's not that I'm willing to do this
我也不想在这里啊
I don't want to be here
没有教会没有信徒啊
There's no church, no believers
没有办法聚会啊
There's no way to observe service
所以神啊不是我不聚会啊
So God, it's not that I don't want to observe
是我没有办法
is that I have no way of doing it.
所以第一种人可以找出人生很多的理由跟借口来。
And so the first type of person can find many excuses.
所以怪天怪地怪父母从来不怪自己啊。
And so they blame heaven and earth but never on themselves.
但是有另外一种人啊。
But there's another type of person.
他们也是被环境所逼。
So they are also being forced by their environment.
所以他们到了一个没有教会、没有信徒的地方。
So they go to a place with no believers in church.
但是他们不抱怨啊。
But they don't complain.
啊，不再抱怨神，不抱怨教会，不抱怨生活。
They don't blame God or anyone else.
而是他们在当中要想出来、找出来，神为什么把我带到这里来。
But they try to use all ways to find why God bring them there.
神把我带到这里来，一定有目的。
There is a purpose why God brings me here.
神不做无聊、没有意义的事情啊。
So God does not do meaningless things.
所以既然我被放在这里，一定有原因啊。
So there must be a reason I am placed here.
哦，说不定就从我家开始，从我开始，诶就有什么以后神有什么计划啊
And maybe it's because of me and my family God has some plans
所以他们开始在自己家里家庭聚会
And so they begin to have family service at their home
他们开始邀请身旁的朋友同事一起来聚会
They begin to invite their colleagues and friends to attend service
谁知道几年之后那里就成立教会了
And perhaps few years church established there
所以不要小看自己啊
So don't look lightly upon yourself
说不定未来的教会今天就从我家开始啊
Maybe the future churchBegins with my family.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，今天要立下一个心志啊。
So today we have to make a determination.
哦，虽然环境，虽然只有我一个人。
So even it's only myself.
但是我一个人也可以改变这个世界。
But myself can change this world.
啊，但是你也可以不要啊。
But you can also choose not to.
因为改变世界要付出很大的代价哦。
Because to change the world it takes a great price.
要改变世界要你要。 付出很多的血泪啊。
You have to sacrifice much sweat and blood.
你会受很多的苦。
You have to suffer much.
你必须要承受很多的攻击。
You have to receive much attacks.
所以这是一个选择。
So this is one choice.
如果你能够选择正确的道路啊。
If you're able to choose the right path.
几年之后你再回头去看。
So a few years later you look back.
你能够看到恩典。
You can see the grace of God.
你能够看到荣耀。
You can see the glory of God.
但是如果今天你逃避了。
But if you escape today.
我跟大家都一样啊。
I am the same with everyone.
反正大家都怕这个摩押王，我也一起怕。
And so everyone is afraid of the king of Moab. I will also be afraid.
反正大家都不热心，我就一起不热心啊。
So nobody is zealous. I will also be like.
是啊，是这样子啊，这是一个选择啊。
So indeed, that is a choice.
三年、五年、十年之后。
So 3, 5, 10 years later.
你会发觉说你的信仰一点都没有成长。
You realize your faith did not grow any.
而且还退步。
But instead, it went backwards.
所以这是一个选择。
So that is a choice.
说不定就是你。
Maybe it's you.
可以改变你的全家。
You can change your whole family.
甚至因为你。
Maybe because of you.
可以改变教会。
You can change church.
因为你热心了。
Because you are zealous.
带动你身旁的人热心。
You affect your people around you to be zealous.
因为你开始祷告了。
Because you begin to pray.
带动你的家人一起祷告。
And you influence your family to pray.
说不定就这样子。教会就成长了。
Maybe because of this, the church will grow.
教会就复兴了。
And the church will revive.
教会就得荣耀了。
And the church will be glorified.
从哪里开始？
So where does it begin?
不是别人。
It is not others.
不要一直看别人。
Don't look at others.
不要一直等别人。
Don't always wait for others.
就是你。
It is you.
你听见了吗？
Did you hear it?
神说叫你开始啊。
So God says, it begins with you.
等着你开始啊。
So it begins, starts with you.
你还要等多久？
How long are you going to wait?
你还要让他等多久？
How long are you going to let it wait?
自己选。
So your choice.
好，我们看回来四世纪啊。
Let's turn back to Judges.
四世纪的第三章。
Judges chapter 3。
四世纪的第三章的第十五节啊。
Judges chapter 3 verse 15。
四世纪的第三章第十五节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 15。
以色列人呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起了一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利，以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。
16.
以物打了一把两刃的利剑，长一轴，戴在右腿上衣服里面。17. 他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦，原来摩押王伊基伦极其肥胖。18.
18.
以物献完礼物，就将抬礼物的人打发走了。19. 自己却从靠近吉甲凿石之地回来，说：“王啊，我有一件机密事奏告你。”王说：“回避吧。”于是左右的人都势力的人都退去。20. 遗物来到王面前，王独自一人坐在梁楼上。好，那这里啊，我们看到整件事情哈，整个遗物的事情啊。
So here we can see the whole situation of Ehud.
遗物成功了。
So Ehud was victorious.
代表有人失败了。
But it represents someone failed.
啊，以物把这个国王杀死了。
So Ehud killed this king.
代表有一个国王被他杀死的嘛，对不对？
So that means one king was killed by him.
所以整个故事里面有好人就有坏人。
So one story has a good villain and also has a hero.
啊，有成功的就有失败的啊。
So there's a who was successful and who's failed.
啊，所以我们刚刚都讲了，我们今天早上讲了很多成功需要做的事情。
So this morning we mentioned many of the things you need to do if you're going to be successful.
啊，大家都听累了哈。
So everyone is probably tired of hearing.
啊，所以我们今天开，我们下午讲一个不一样的啊。
So this afternoon we'll talk about something different.
我们来讲一个失败者啊。
So we'll talk about the failure.
有人成功就有人失败啊。
So someone who have success or someone have failed.
有人赢了就有人输了啊。
And someone wins and someone loses.
那这个摩押王伊基伦啊，输了。
So this king of Moab.Eglon, he lost.
所以他成为以户整个故事里面被踩在底下的垫脚石啊。
So he is the stone that stepping stone that Ehud stepped upon in the story.
他的失败凸显出以户的成功。
And so his failure shows Ehud's success.
哦，那我们今天就要看看这个伊基伦为什么会失败。
And so today we'll see why Eglon have failed.
啊，今天我们都希望做以户啊。
So we all want to be Ehud today.
啊，我们都不想要做伊基伦吧。
I don't think we want to be Eglon.
我们就要看一看伊基伦为什么会失败。
So we'll see why Eglon failed.
在这里讲了几个原因啊。
So here shows few reasons why.
也是我们今天一个基督徒必须要警惕的几个原因啊。
And also a few reasons we have to be careful as Christians today.
如果我们犯的跟伊基伦一样的错误
，If we make the same mistakes as Eglon,
你可能信耶稣信到失败啊。
Maybe you believe Jesus until you fail.
你可能做圣工做到跌倒啊。
Or you do holy work until you stumbled.
你可能啊拜神拜到最后被魔鬼所刺杀。
Or you worship God until you are stabbed by Satan.
所以我们要看看这个伊基伦到底犯了哪几个错误啊。
So we will see where exactly the Eglon made a mistake.
最后被杀在王座之上啊，宝座之上被杀了。
And lastly, he was killed on his throne.
来看看我们会不会犯一样的错误。
And we are.To see if we will make the same mistake.
那在这里我们看到的第一个问题啊。
So the first problem we see here.
第一个问题就是这里说他极其肥胖啊。
And so the first problem, he was very fat.
你看他有多胖？
How fat is he?
我们看一下第二十一节哦。
And see verse 21.
四世纪的第三章的二十一节
Judges chapter 3 verse 21
二十一节以物变身左手从右腿上拔出剑来刺入王的肚腹二十二节
22
连剑把都刺进去被肥肉夹住啊！你看他有多胖
So here we can see how fat
哇这个伊基伦非常的胖啊
So Eglon is very fat
我们可以想象哦，想象哦。
So try to imagine
以物把剑拔出来
And so Ehud is trying to pull out the sword.
用力一次
And then he forced in.
啊，结果手就被粘住了啊，卡 and, 整个手卡到肚子里去了。
And so his hand is stuck in the belly.
哦，是连剑都拔不出来啊，粘住卡住，太肥了啊。
And he was so fat he couldn't pull out the sword.
哦，结果啊，以后就跑掉了。
And then Ehud ran away.
结果伊基伦就死掉了。
And then Eglon died.
哦，所以啊，你看他这么肥啊。
So he is so fat.
哦，结果就很容易就被杀掉了啊。
So it's very easy for them killed.
所以今天啊，基督徒不要太肥啊。
So today as Christian, don't be too fat.
哦，这个不要回去称磅重啊，这跟体重机一点关系都没有啊。
So don't go home weigh yourself. There's nothing to do with your physical weight.
哦，这个基督徒啊，千万不要变成一个属灵上的胖子啊。
So Christian should not be a spiritually fat person.
什么叫做属灵上的胖子
？So what is a spiritually fat person?
属灵上的胖子就是。移动不变，行动困难啊
！And so you never change, and your actions are always the same.
你没有办法动啊
！You cannot move.
太肥了
！Because you're too fat.
哦，这是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean?
就是一个基督徒从来不会运动。
That means a Christian never exercise.
从来没有办法做属灵上的运动。
They never do spiritual exercise.
听很多。
They listen much.
讲很多。
And they talk much.
做得非常少啊。
But they do very little.
哦，所以一个基督徒今天如果只是到最后啊，信耶稣只信到一个嘴巴还活着而已啊。
And so if a Christian only lived that they only their mouth is alive, but
全身都死光光了，只剩下嘴巴哇！感谢主，相信主，依靠主。
And so.Their whole body is dead except from mouth. They're saying, thank God, I believe you.
这就是过度肥胖的信徒啊。
And so this is a very fat Christian.
哦，所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible tells us.
雅各书说啊，不要一直听到啊。
And so the book of James say, don't keep on listening to the word.
听到很重要。
So it is important to listen to the word.
更要行道才可以啊。
But it is more important to practice the word.
今天一个人为什么会胖？
So why is a person fat today?
因为一直吃。
Because they keep on eating.
吃完又不动。
They keep eat and they don't move.
啊，是不是？你看现在为什么肥胖症这么严重
？And so why do you think obesity is such a serious problem?
因为有电脑嘛。
Because there's the computer.
因为有电视嘛。
Because there's the TV.
因为有 QQ 嘛，对不对
？Because there's the QQ.
还会用 Facebook 嘛
？And also Facebook.
所以这就是我们变胖的四大原因啊。
So these are the four great reasons we are obese.
所以我们随便吃都一直肥啊。
So no matter how we eat, we become fat.
你看那个以前的人啊。
So if you see the people of the past,
不用看在前面，你看你上一代就好了。
Just see the past generation.
你看你上一代啊，有几个很胖的。
Who is fat from the past generation?
老了的不算哦。
So don't consider the old.
年，当他们还年轻的时候啊。
So when they were still young.
早上六点出去 种田。
So 6 a.m. they go out to go to the farm.
搞到三更半夜才回来。
And so they come out middle of the night.
每天吃猪油拌饭啊。
And so every day they eat the fat oil.
哦，抱歉，很抱歉，人家身体比我们好多啦。
And so their health is much better than ours.
为什么
？Why？
因为他有在运动。Because, 他有在劳动
because they work hard.
所以他可以随便吃都胖不起来啊。
They can eat freely and they will not be fat.
但是因为我们今天不动啊。
But we don't move today.
所以吃到的东西全部都累积在身上啊。
And so everything we eat is stored in our body.
所以吃越多身体越差。
So the more we eat, the more unhealthier we become.
吃越多死得越早。
And so the more we eat, the earlier we die.
不动嘛。
Because we don't move.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，如果你哦，所以啊，我们今天一个信徒哦。
So today as a believer，
真的要动哦。
So we need to move。
啊，这个属灵生命要动啊。
So our spiritual life has to have movement。
不只是听道理啊。
Not only to listen to the word。
行道理哦。
But also to perform the word。
不只是听道理哦。
Not only to listen to the word。
做圣工啊。
But to do holy work。
不只是听道理啊。
Not only listen to the word。
要帮助身旁软弱的人啊。
But to help those who are weak around。
哦，这就是运动啊。
This is。Exercise.
这样子你才不会把自己吃死啊。
And this way you will not eat till you die.
哦，我到非洲的时候。
When I was in Africa.
我一天吃六餐。
Every day I eat six meals.
两个早餐哦。
So two breakfasts.
因为啊，我们早上起来啊，早那个祷告会完啊，就先自己吃一顿啊。
And so after we wake up, we have a fasting prayer. Then we
没有，我们没有 fasting 哦。Prayer 之后就吃饭啊。
So after we have a prayer, we have breakfast.
哎，我们都吃那个从美国带过去的东西啊。
So we eat the things we bring from US.
啊，然后呢，到大概九点多啊，当地的信徒就来了。
And so around 9 a.m. the believers locally will come.
啊，然后啊，还要再吃一顿啊。
So we have to eat another meal.
哇，他们的都是那种什么炸的啊，炸甜甜圈啊，炸球，炸面粉球啊，全部都是这些东西啊。
So they have much fried stuff.
哦，再吃一顿啊。
So we eat another meal.
哦，中午再吃啊。
And so lunch we have another meal.
下午吃下午茶。
And so afternoon we have afternoon tea.
吃晚饭再吃点心。
And so after dinner we have snacks.
所以啊，在非洲啊，整天就是吃不停啊。
And so in Africa we eat non-stop all day.
哎，可是啊，在非洲你随便吃都不会胖哦，不会胖。
But in Africa, no matter how much you eat, you will not be fat.
在非洲一天吃六餐不会胖，真的不会胖。So、你可以吃到自己。撑死都不会胖啊。
So in Africa, if you fill yourself, stuff yourself, you'll not be fat.
因为很忙啊。
Because you're so busy.
有时候我们一出去啊，走路就是走一两个小时啊。
So once we leave, we walk for 2 hours.
访问信徒啊，爬山啊，这个就是每天都是这样子啊。所以啊，你吃很多，一直瘦啊。
So we visit believers in mountains, we climb mountains, you will not be fat.
我上一次去那个天天吃鸡，那个不算啊，那个不算，那是特例啊。
And so the last time, that was a special exception because I eat chicken every day, I became fat.
正常的情况一定会瘦啊。
So normal circumstance, you will become skinnier.
不是你吃不到东西哦，那非洲的食物非常的多。
It is not because you have no food to eat, there's much food.
但是啊，因为啊，你每天的劳动非常的多啊。
Because you have much work or labor every day.
哦，所以啊，一天一直流汗，一直流汗啊。
So you sweat every single day.
哦，所以啊，怎么吃都不会胖。
So it doesn't matter how much you eat, you will not be fat.
哦，所以这里说伊基伦极其肥胖哦。
And so here it says Eglon was very fat.
行动不便。
So his, there is no movement.
目标庞大。
And he was a great big figure.
所以一次就死了。
So one stab, he was dead.
我们今天是什么样的基督徒啊？
So what kind of Christian are we today?
我们今天都很重视自己的外在的相貌哦。
And so we all pay special attention to our outer appearance.
哦，所以啊，目前啊，像全世界那个化妆品啊，是几百亿的那个商机啊。
And so the worldwide cosmetic market is billions of dollars.
啊，都靠各位女士啊。
And so all depends on the woman.
啊，你们就是美国经济复苏的动力啊。
And so you are the movement of the economy of this world.
哦，所以啊，每个人今天都很重视自己的外在。
And so everyone pay attention to their appearance.
用保养品，用化妆品。
And so all kinds of cosmetic to preserve themselves.
跑去那个什么健身房花一大笔钱在那运动。
And they spend a great deal of money to go to exercise.
他们说就是这里啊，就是这么奇怪的社会啊。
So this is the weird society we live in.
花了一大笔钱。
And so the great amount of money we spent.
开车开到运动场去，开到健身房。
And so we drive into the exercise places to exercise.
运动，然后再开车回家。
And then after we exercise, we go home.
然后觉得啊，我今天运动过了。
And so we feel that we exercised.
然后就坐在电视前面，爆米花就拿出来了。
And then we sit in front of the TV and eat all our snacks.
这就是我们的生活啊。
So this is our life.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊。是很重视自己的外在啊，想要瘦，想要漂亮，想要这个，想要那个啊。
So we pay much emphasis on being skinny and looking good.
可是我们有多少的时候注意到我们里面那个人啊，健不健康啊
？But how often do we pay attention to the inner self?
外面的这个人哇，很帅，很漂亮，很健康。
So the outer self is very attractive.
里面那个人又老又丑又肥啊，身体又坏。
But the inner self is very old, very ugly.
啊，从来不运动。
And so never exercise.
糖尿病、高血压、高胆固醇、心脏病，样样都有。
And diabetes, so all kinds of heart, all kinds of disease.
真的啊，如果今天有一面镜子哦。
So if there's a mirror today.
有一个特殊的镜子，可以反映出我们属灵里面那个真正的我啊。
And there's a special mirror to reflect our inner self.
我们可能看了以后啊，哇，哭都哭不出来啊。
And so probably we don't even have time to begin to cry.
这个老太婆就是我吗？不是吧？
And so this elderly woman is not. Me can be me.
这个大胖子就是我吗？不会吧。
I cannot be this fat person.
可是搞不好从神的眼里看出来，我们就是长这副样子啊。
But maybe in the eyes of God, we are like this.
属灵的生命又老又丑，病又多又肥胖。
Our spiritual life is all very unhealthy, fat and ugly.
为什么？
Why?
吃的不正常。
Because we eat abnormal.
然后。又缺乏运动
，and we lack exercise。
我们从来没有这种属灵的运动在生命里面
，we never have the spiritual exercise in our spiritual self。
所以我们就变成了一基轮啊
，so we become Eglon。
那好像懂很多道理
，it seems we know much knowledge，
但是做的非常的少
，but we do very little。
批评很多
，much criticism。
真正自己动手的做的事情非常的少
，and very little that we raise our hands to do。
就成为一个大胖子一基轮啊
，so we become a big fat man like Eglon。
哦，这里说他极其肥胖，连那个哇肉都剑都卡在肉里面啊
，he was so fat that the sword was stuck。
肥胖有什么结果
？And so what's the result of being fat？
除了啊身体比较差以外，哦
，besides the body being unhealthful，
我们现在都知道属灵如果有人肥胖，很容易得什么中风，很容易中风哦。
So we know that someone who's fat they easily will have stroke。
属灵的人太肥胖会属灵中风的。
And so a Christian who is fat also have spiritual stroke。
哦，属灵中风就是什么？属灵中风是什么
？What is spiritual stroke？
瘫痪啦。
And that to be paralyzed.
哦，这个想做圣工，哎呀，我不行啊。
I want to do holy work, but I am unable to.
想做好人，哎呀，我做不到啊。
I want to be a good person, I cannot be.
想要控制自己的脾气，哎呀，我控制不了啊。
I want to control my temper, but I cannot.
如果今天你根本改变不了
，But if you cannot change,
那很抱歉，你中风了。
I'm sorry, you have a stroke.
属灵的中风
，a spiritual stroke.
哦，所以我们今天不要做一个属灵上的胖子啊。
So don't be a fat spiritual person.
而且不要忘了，一个胖子哦，目标非常明显啊。
And so a fat person is an easy target.
哦，所以一那个什么一物啊，哇，一次啊就死啦。
And so he heard one sword strike, he's dead.
哇，要是那个一基轮啊，哇。身体非常好哦。
But if Eglon was a very healthy,
哇，那个是什么 athletic 啊，非常哦，非常什么运动神经非常发达。
But instead, if he was very athletic,
哇，那个一物刺刺啊，刺不到啊。
And so, no matter how he tried to be strike, he cannot be strike.
那、啊、为什么？如果一击轮，哇，这个身体非常好哦，反应非常快啊。
Because his reaction will be very quick.
今天我们啊。常常在魔鬼的攻击底下、啊、
And so today we often under the attack of Satan.
他说啊，这个彼得说啊，魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子啊，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的啊。
Just like what Peter said, the devil is like a roaring lion, devouring those who he seeks.
今天魔鬼好像狮子来了。
So Satan is like a lion who comes.
看到我们这一群。
And he sees this whole crowd.
啊，这一看下去好像都蛮好吃的啊。
And so he looks at everything, looks very tasty.
啊，这怎么办？
What is he going to do?
你跑啊！
And you're going to run
对不对？
for your life.
狮子来了，你要怎么办？你跑嘛。
And if the lion comes, you're going to run for your life.
可是你说狮子跑得很快啊，对不对？狮子很厉害啊，跑得很快啊。
And of course, lion runs very fast.
那有人就这样子讲啊。
So some people will say.
他说我不需要跑得比狮子快。
I don't need to run faster than the lion.
我只需要跑得比你快就可以了。
Or I need to run faster than you.
那是不是这样子？
So isn't that so?
狮子一定是追那个跑最慢的嘛。
And of course, lion will chase after the one who's the slowest.
为什么会跑最慢?
Why do they run the slowest?
可能比较肥啊。
Maybe because they're a little fat.
这个狮子说今天加点油水啊，那吃这个肥肉啊。
And so today the lion will say, I have an extra fatty meal.
啊，真的啊，有时候啊，狮子找谁？找那个跑最慢的啊。
And so sometimes the lion looks for those who run the slowest.
所以我们今天啊，如果啊，哇，那个属灵生命非常肥胖啊，都不会动啊。
And so today if our spiritual life is very fat.
那有时候啊，魔鬼就专门找你啊。
And so sometimes Satan will especially look for you.
为什么？
Why?
你目标大啊。
Because you are easy target.
你问题多啊。
Because you have much problem.
你生活里面容易被攻击的地方多啊。
Because in your life there's too many things to be attacked.
魔鬼随便都可以找到攻击你的地方啊。
And so the Satan will easily find a place to attack you.
这就是太肥啦。
So this is to be fat.
哦，所以啊，我们今天不要只注重身体的健康。
And so don't only be concerned about physical fitness.
操练身体益处还少哦。
And so it is little gain to have physical fitness.
只有操练敬虔，操练信仰，哦，才有真正今生来世的盼望啊。
But there's much gain if we pursue after godliness and with future hope.
所以啊，不要只是听道理哦。
So don't only listen to the word.
要努力行道。
But we have to strive to observe do the word and to do holy work.
要克服世界上的挑战。
And to escape the attacks from the world.
哦，就好像运动一样，你会越来越瘦哦。
And so just like exercise, you'll become skinnier.
啊，你的身体会越来越好。
And so your body will be better.
所以伊基伦极其肥胖啊。
And so Eglon was fat.
你是个胖子吗？
So are you fat?
啊，我们看回来哦。
So let's look back.
我们看回来第三章啊，四世纪第三章啊。
Judges chapter 3.
四世纪的第三章。第十七节
Judges chapter 3 verse 17
十七节他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦好这个遗物为什么能够到伊基伦的面前
And so how was the gift was able to approach Eglon?
因为伊基伦喜欢礼物啊
It is because Eglon loved gifts
啊，所以圣经里面讲哦
So the Bible says
他说啊，礼物可以把你带到尊贵人的面前啊
And so your gift can bring you to those who have honor.
啊，结果呢
But what's the result?
伊基伦喜欢礼物。
So Eglon likes gift.
伊基伦接受了礼物。
So Eglon received the gift.
伊基伦为了礼物连命都丢了啊。
And so Eglon lost his life because of the gift.
啊，所以啊，我们不要啊，贪啊，不要有这个贪念在里面啊。
And so we should not have this greed.
哦，这伊基伦就是喜欢礼物嘛。
Because Eglon liked gift.
所以留下一个非常大的破绽，让敌人到他的面前来啊。
And so he left a very easy way for the enemy to attack.
如果我们今天信仰当中有着一个贪念在里面啊。
So in our belief, if we have this greed inside of us.
有时候我们会变，也是留下一个机会，让魔鬼进到我们的生命里面来啊。
And sometimes we will leave a crack for Satan to enter.
今天我们如果贪财
If we are greed of wealth,
满脑子里就是钱钱钱啊。
So our whole brain is thinking of money.
哦，这个为了钱连耶稣都不要啦。
And so because of money, I can leave Jesus.
为了钱连教会都不要啦。
Because of money, I can leave the church.
哦，那到最后啊，魔鬼就哼就把你吃掉了。
And so lastly, Satan would devour you.
那这就是给你的礼物啊。
So this is the gift.
魔鬼给你的礼物啊。
And this is the gift that Satan has given you.
今天赚钱没有问题啊。
And so it is no problem to make money.
人要努力工作赚钱来支持自己的生活这是正确的
So man has to work hard to make a living This is normal
但是如果你活着的目的只为了赚钱
But if your whole purpose of living is to make money
眼睛里面只有钱
So in your eyes there is only money
你的人生是可悲的、啊、
Then your life is pitiful、
哦、所以在这里说、啊、礼物啊礼物可以要了你的命啊
And so here it says that the gift can take your life
那、啊、我们今天在做圣工也是一样啊
And it is the same when we do holy work
在教会里面在参与圣工
When we involved with holy work in church
我们都要谨慎不要随便接受别人的好处哦
And we have to be very cautious to receive gifts from others、
哦、所以我们在神学院的时候啊老师都特别警告我们
And so when we're in theology school the teachers, professor will tell us
作为一个传道者哦
And so to be a pastor
不要随便吃饭
And so don't easily eat a meal
不可以接受别人的好处。
And so don't easily accept others' benefits.
为什么？
Why?
我们来看一下《生命记》的第十六章哦。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记的第十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记第十六章的第十九节哦。
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
啊，这里说啊，不可屈妄正直，不可看人的外貌，也不可收贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎，又能颠倒义人的话哦，那这里啊是神特别警告当时的工人啊。
So here God especially reminded those workers at that time.
说啊，不要贪别人的好处啊。
And so do not be greedy of other benefits.
今天一个工人要是贪心哦。
So if there's a worker who's greedy today.
就会像伊基伦一样，最后连命都丢掉了啊。
Then he will be like Eglon, they will lose their life.
不但没有办法服侍神。
Not only will they not serve God.
可能到最后连这个属灵的命都没了。
But they will lose their spiritual life in the end.
所以在这里说啊，一个贿赂或者是好处啊，会使人的眼睛变瞎哦。
So here it says that a bribe will cause the wise to lose their eyes.
啊，你会没有办法判断对错。
That you will be unable to determine what is right.
所以我们今天要小心，我们跟谁吃饭哦。
So we have to be careful who we eat with today.
啊，圣经里面说啊，你在跟人家吃饭的时候哦，好像拿一把刀。放在你的喉咙哦，拿一把刀放在这里啊。
So in the Bible says, if you eat with others, it's like you're holding a knife on your, against your throat.
你要谨慎你跟谁吃饭。
So you have to be careful who you eat with.
你要谨慎你吃饭的时候说些什么。
And you have to be careful what you say when you eat.
你要谨慎对方跟你吃饭的目的在哪里。
And you have to be careful what is the purpose others eat with you.
而这个是一个工人必须要有的智慧啊。
So this is a mandatory wisdom that a worker has to have.
哦，所以啊，在我们在教会里面啊。
So when we are in church.
啊，有的信徒啊。有的信徒啊，邀请传道一起吃饭啊。
And so some believers invite the pastors to eat.
那没有什么关系啊，大家一起吃饭嘛，很好啊。
So that is fine. Everyone just eat.
因为你知道说，大家只是什么，有个机会聚一聚，这是快乐、感谢主的事情啊。
And you know that is because it's a gathering and to be joy in the Lord.
啊，但是有些饭局不能去哦。
But there are certain invitation of meals you cannot attend.
尤其是你明明知道对方有些目的、有些要求的时候，不能去啊。
Especially if you know the other party has some intent.
啊，因为去了啊，你可能就落到伊基伦的地步了。
And because if you go, you might fall under the trap of Eglon.
那所以我们今天啊，作为教会的工人啊。
And so today to be the worker of the church.
我们要有智慧能够判断哦。
We have to have the wisdom to be able to distinguish.
那像我们去访问信徒哦。
For example, when we visit believers.
啊，如果信徒啊，啊，请你喝个水啊，感谢啊。
So if the believer invites you to a cup of water, thank the Lord.
啊，喝个果汁啊，也不错啊。
And to drink a cup of juice also that's not bad.
啊，果汁不要喝太多啊，比较容易糖尿哦。
Don't drink too much because you will have a high sugar levels.
啊，喝水喝茶都不错哦。
And so to drink water and tea is good.
这个是信徒的爱心。
So this is the love of the believer.
你这个时候不要讲做什么，哎，我不喝啊，啊，这个你不要，你想做什么啊，不要。无聊啊。
And so don't be foolish and try to push away this offering.
啊，如果你要离开的时候哦。
And when you're going to about to leave.
啊，信徒说，哎呀，我这里啊，刚刚买橘子，来，拿两颗走哦。
And so I just bought some, the believer says I bought some oranges, take two with you.
你要感谢他的爱心啊。
And we have to thank them for their thoughtfulness.
你不要很无聊的说，干嘛，想用橘子收买我吗？
And so don't say,So be careful to take it back.
好，我们不要哈假公义啊，这个哈这种假这种信徒有点信耶稣信到这样有点过头了。
And so don't be false righteousness. This is not good.
啊，但是如果哈你访问完以后哦
，But after you visit,
信徒说，哎呀，你来辛苦了啊。
And so the believer says, oh, you worked hard.
哎，这些钱哈啊，你当做你的辛苦费啊，车马费啊。
And so just take this money as your transportation.
啊，这个你帮我的小孩祷告啊。
And you pray for my child.
啊，这个是祷告费啊。
And so this is the prayer fee.
哦，你还帮他按手啊。 按手加五块啊。
And so because you lay hands, I will give you additional $5.
这个时候你要是敢收这笔钱啊。
And so at this moment, if you dare to receive this money,
你要是贪了这笔钱啊。
If you greed for this amount of money,
不要做工人啊，不没有资格做了。
You're unfit to be a holy worker.
哦，所以这是要有智慧去分辨的。
So you need wisdom to distinguish.
是的，信徒是爱心。
Indeed, the believer have love.
但是你要能够判断什么是应该的，什么是不应该的。
But you have to judge what is ought to be.And not.
如果今天你贪了，你心里有这个贪念
，But in your heart, if there's this greed today,
最后就会死在工作的岗位之上啊。
And then you would die in your work.
哦，所以我们今天要对自己谨慎。
So we have to be careful ourselves today.
哦，保罗特别讲啊。
So Paul especially mentioned.
他说啊，作为工人的啊。
And so to be a worker.
我们要为自己、为全群谨慎啊。
And we have to take heed of ourselves and the, all the flock.
使我们呢、啊。能够照顾好工，能够照顾好信徒
，so that we're able to take care of all the flock,
自己也能够得救哦。
That we're able to be saved ourselves as well.
啊，不要说做工做到最后面啊。
And so do not do work till the end.
然后啊，信徒都得救，结果工人不得救，就很可怜啊。
And all the believers are saved, but the worker himself is cannot be saved.
一基伦。贪礼物啊
！So England was greed of gift.
你有贪任何的好处吗
？Are you greedy of any benefits?
这是不可以的哦。
So this not ought to be.
做圣工不可以贪，绝对不可以贪。
So to do holy work cannot have any kind of greed.
不可以要打别人的主意，想要得别人的好处啊。
So you cannot think of any kind of ways to gain benefits.
那但是你说你去信徒的家里啊
？But if you say you go to a believer's house,
那对方想要款待你一下
，and so other want to reward you,
就是真的很有。说感谢你来，我们大家一起吃个饭。
And even the, to thank you, saying let's all eat a meal together.
无伤大雅，我觉得没有什么，没什么大不了的。
I think that's fine.
但是做工人不要为了吃饭去做工啊。
But a holy worker do not do the work because of eating a meal.
你不要说啊，信徒说，哎呀，你要传道，你要不要来做？你要不要来我家访问一下、啊、
？And so don't call the pastor saying, oh please visit me.
啊，结果传道说，哎，你今天晚吃什么？
And don't say the pastor say what are you going to eat tonight?
啊，没有龙虾啊，不去啦。
If you don't have lobster, I will not go.
不可以啊。
So that should not be.
这种工人会死的。
This kind of worker will die.
哦，所以啊，不可贪。
So don't be greedy.
哦，要不可得好处。
So do not try to gain benefits.
然后要用感恩的心彼此服侍哦。
And so to serve one another with a thankful heart.
我们看回来的，我们看回来四世纪啊。
Let's turn back to Judges.
四世纪的第。第三章哦
Judges chapter 3
四世纪的第三章
Judges chapter 3
第十九节
Verse 19
四世纪的第三章第十九节
Judges chapter 3 verse 19
这里说他自己却从靠近基甲凿石之地回来说王啊我有一件机密事要告诉你哦王说回避吧于是左右的人都退去了二十节
20
以物来到王面前王独自一人、啊、这个伊基伦为什么会被杀掉
And so why the Eglon was killed
伊基伦是谁
Who is Eglon
强盛摩押国的国王、啊、
He was a great strong king of Moab
以物是谁
Who was Ehud
被踩在底下的以色列人的一个小首领啊
！And it was a little place that was under the trampled under Moab.
以色列人这个以物对摩押王来讲啊，什么都不是啊。
So Ehud is nobody to Eglon.
为什么
？Why？
因为这里讲摩押国已经控制以色列十八年了。
Because it says that Israelites was controlled 18 years by Moab.
哦，所以啊，摩押王根本没有把以色列人当成平等的敌人啊，没有啊，根本没把他当一回事啊。
So the Moab king did not even consider the Israelites as their same level.
以物算什么？
So who was Ehud?
小人物啊，我是摩押王伊基伦啊。
He was a little. He considered them little. He was. Yeah.
结果就翻沟了，就阴沟里翻船啊。结果就哎。被一个小人物给杀掉了、
啊。And so he was killed by this little person.
那为什么会这样子
？So why is this so?
因为伊基伦在成功当中失去了警惕啊。
Because Eglon lost his alertness in his success.
因为他太成功了。
Because he is too successful.
国家强大啊。
His nation is mighty.
以色列人不敢反抗啊。
The Israelites did not dare to fight back.
所以他什么都不怕。
So he was not afraid of anything.
所以啊，他就掉以轻心，他根本没有把这当成一回事啊。
So he let loose and did not consider this to be a matter.
结果就在这种最不可能的状况之下，结果就被杀了。
And so in this most unlikely circumstance, he was killed.
一个基督徒什么时候最危险？
So what is the most dangerous moment for Christians?
你以为是魔鬼攻击你的时候你最危险吗？
Do you think it is when Satan attacks you is the most dangerous?
你以为你是面对人生的挑战的时候最危险吗？
Do you think when you face the troubles of your life is the most dangerous?
你以为是你那上班的时候同事攻击你的时候最危险吗？
You think when your coworkers are attacking you, that's the most dangerous?
都不危险啊。
So none of those are dangerous.
魔鬼攻击你。
When Satan attacks you,
你就靠神把他赶走。
And you rely upon God to take him out.
同事攻击你的信仰。
And so at the same time to attack your faith.
你在选择之后为了抓住神更加的坚强。
And so after your choice, you choose God, you want to be stronger.
你遇到试探的时候。
When you face temptation.
特别祷告，禁食祷告胜过试探。
Especially fasting prayer, you overcome your temptation.
这是你软弱、很软弱的时候吗
？Is this your weak moment?
不是，这是你最坚强的时候。
This is your most strong moment.
患难使你成长。
And so tribulation will allow you to grow.
考验让你坚强。
And so test will allow you to become stronger.
所以魔鬼攻击的时候是你最坚强的时候。
And so when Satan attacks is your most strong moment.
什么时候是你最脆弱的时候
？When is your weakest moment?
是你成功的时候。
It is when you are successful.
你得胜啦。
It is when you have victory.
你成功啦。
You become successful.
你打赢了一场属灵的征战。
You have finished and become victorious of the spiritual battle.
你可以休息一下啦。
You can rest for a moment.
不用禁食祷告啦。
You do not need to fast and pray.
不用再那么努力去教会啦。
You do not need to observe the Sabbath much.
我赢了
I won.
下一步就死掉啦。
So next step, you're about to die.
真的啊，常常是什么时候跌倒？
And really, that is when we fall.
当你觉得说没问题的时候，是最危险的时候。
It is when you feel there's no problem that is the most dangerous.
伊基伦是死在王位上面的啊。
And so Eglon died on his throne.
他不是死在战场上哦。
He did not die in battle.
可能十八年前。摩亚人跟以色列人打仗的时候，伊基伦是打 在前面的、啊。
And so maybe in 18 years before, Eglon will be in the front of the battle.
那时候他一定没有那么胖啊。
And so that time he is not fat.
因为要打仗嘛。
Because he have to fight in the battle.
但是啊，生于忧患，死于安乐啊，生活太好就死掉了。
And because his life is too good, he died in his enjoyment.
没有敌人啊。
There is no enemy.
所以就不紧张啦。
So he is no longer worried about anything.
不用打仗啦。
He does not have to fight anything.
所以就不用。用操练身体啦。
And then he do not have to exercise his body.
打赢啦。
So he has already won.
所以就不用怕以物献礼物啦。
So he does not have to be afraid of Ehud presenting
the gift. 所以当你觉得你的信仰最成功的时候。
So when you feel that your belief is the most strong moment.
当你觉得你的属灵最高超的时候。
When you feel that your spirituality is its peak.
小心那个是你最危险的时候。
Be careful, that is...Your most weakest moment.
哦，所以啊，在圣经里面告诉我们了、哦、
So the Bible tells us.
啊，不管是保罗或是彼得，都不断的告诉我们。
Whether it's Paul, Peter constantly tells us.
说啊，要警醒，要小心。
And to be cautious, to be careful.
要谨慎战战兢兢地完成得救的功夫
and to fight this battle with fear
要恐惧直到最后
and to hold on to the end with fear
到最后盖棺论定离世了才能决定你到底是输还是赢啊
until your coffin is closed it will determine you won or failed
就是一基轮就是不害怕
And so Eglon was not afraid.
伊基伦就是自己觉得太得意啦。
And so Eglon was too satisfied.
所以他失败了。
So he failed.
而且这里说啊，伊基伦独自一个人呐。
And so Eglon said, here says that Eglon was by himself.
伊基伦把大家都送走了。
And so Eglon let everyone go.
他笨到把自己跟以物放在同一个房间里面。
So he is so foolish that he left himself and Ehud in the same room.
今天如果伊基伦旁边有四个四个大汉，四个卫士啊、哦。
And so if today if there's four mighty men right next to Eglon
啊，可能他不会死啊。
Perhaps he would not die.
可能以物会被砍成十八段啊。
Perhaps Ehud will be chopped into 18 slices.
所以他如果身旁有同伴啊，就没有这件事情啊。
Because if he have some people right next to him, this will not happen.
但是这里说伊基伦独自一人啊。
But here it says that he was by himself.
独自一人面对以物啊。
And so because he was alone, he had to face this.
以弗是战士耶。
And Ehud was a mighty man.
伊基伦是个胖子耶。
And so Eglon was a fat man.
他把自己放在这么危险的地方。
And so he put himself in such a dangerous place.
所以他就死了。
And he died.
所以今天如果我们没有同伴，
so if we do not have co-workers,
我们又老是喜欢独自一个人去面对人生的挑战。
We like to face all the challenges of life by ourselves.
遇到困难了。
When we face difficulty,
不要告诉别人，好丢脸啊。
It's shameful to tell others.
啊，遇到问题了。
When we face a problem,
不要祷告啦，不要叫人家帮忙代祷，我们自己处理就好啦。
It's not necessary to tell others to pray.
有时我们常，有时我们就常常一个人去面对困难啊。
So oftentimes we deal the problem ourselves.
所以有时就非常危险啊。
So that's why it's dangerous most of the time.
所以我们之前讲过哦。
So we said this before.
啊，有的人啊，有的信徒啊，一听到传道要来访问啊，哇，就很紧张啊。
Some members when they hear the pastor is going to visit, they're very nervous.
你干嘛要来访问？
Why are you visiting?
你听到了什么？
What did you hear?
我们家很好，我们信仰很好。
Our family is very good, our faith is good.
啊，你不用来，我们很好的。
It's okay, don't come, we're very good.
这种家庭一定有问题啊。
So this kind of family has problems.
哦，所以啊，我们今天不要怕让人家知道我们的困难。
So don't be afraid of others knowing our problems.
啊，当然要让正确的人知道了，让正确的人知道哦。
Of course, we need to have the right kind of person to know.
但是我们今天不要孤单一人啊。
But don't be it alone.
不要像伊基伦独自一个人面对危险啊。
And so don't be like Eglon alone facing the problem.
我们需要属灵的同伴。
So we need a spiritual buddy.
这就是我们今天在这里的原因。
So here is the reason why we're here today.
你们以为来教会聚会只是来聚会听道理吗？
Do you think we come to church just to listen to the word?
啊，只是来聚会，来祷告，来吃饭，然后就回家了吗？
And we come to listen, we come to pray, and come to eat, then we go home?
不是的。
No, that is not so.
这是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
让我们认识寻找到属灵同伴的机会。
Allow us to find a spiritual buddy.
就算你今天是个胖子。
So even if you're a fat person.
像伊基伦一样是个胖子。
Like Eglon, a fat person.
但是你如果身旁有二三十个保镖保护你啊。
But if there's 20 or 30 guards right next to you.
你有二三十个好同伴、好同工、好信好弟兄姐妹常常为你祷告啊。
And they're always protecting you and they're always praying for you.
常常打电话给你。
They're always calling you.
常常帮你祷告。
And they're always praying for you.
不会死的。
You will not die.
哦，所以我们需要同伴。
So we need a colleague.
我们要问问自己啊。
So we have to ask ourselves.
请问我有没有属灵的同伴？
And so do I have a spiritual partner?
有人会帮我祷告吗？
Do someone pray for me?
有人会打电话关心我的信仰吗？
Do someone call me to...ask of my spiritual life.
有人在患难困难当中，我可以打电话求助求救吗？
Is there in my difficult moments, there someone I can call to help me?
每个人都需要啊。
So everyone needs help.
但问题是，啊，但是有个问题啊。
But there's one problem.
你知道你需要。
Do you know that you need?
但是你有吗？
But do you know that you have?
啊，我们一起同心默祷啊。
Let's all pray in silence.